Spain celebrated victory over England in the final of the European Football Championship in Germany last night. The score was 2-1. It is England's second defeat in a row in a Euros final, so it is not coming home. These delighted Spanish fans celebrated as they left Berlin's Olympiastadion last night.
As they've said on TV, Lamine and Nico were going to make history, and that's what they've done today. Assist by Lamin, great goal from Nico. Looking at the whole game, I was a bit worried when we were tied, but that's how it is. Germans, time to go home.
We are the best. We're the best team in Europe. We won against Croatia, Italy, Germany, England, France. What else do you want? We are the best. We played the best football, done the best selection, eager young people. It has been spectacular. We should be thankful for this selection because it has brought us together as a country and also motivated us.
Well, an Englishman hit me as we were here outside the stadium, but I'm taking that with me as a trophy. Long live Spain. We're taking another Euro win home.
Those are the very happy Spanish fans in Berlin last night. Well, Spanish football presenter Semra Hunter joins us now. Good morning, Semra. Thanks for taking our call. I mean, Spain deserved it, really.
Good morning.
Knocked out the host nation, Germany. Knocked out the World Cup finalist, France. Really, Spain were the best team in the tournament.
And it's not just that. They did it with style. They did it with pizzazz. They entertained us. They dazzled us. They wowed us. And they played with verve and energy and in such a style that we haven't actually seen play with before. Because if you remember the Spain team from 2008 to 2012, when they won the Euros twice as well as the World Cup, it was all about the possession passing game. It was tiki-taka. Now, they can come at you down the wings with pace and speed with Nico Williams and Lamine Yamal. They can come at you through the middle. They can build out from the back. They can play on the counter. They can forfeit possession, let the opposition actually have the ball. They can take the ball off of you in the middle of the park and then launch a quick counter as well. They can be really patient at the back. They can lock things up. I mean, it's just fabulous in the fact that they're so flexible and so versatile tactically that they have answers to all of the different questions that different national teams are posing up them.
You mentioned there Lamine Yamal. I mean, one of the stars of the whole tournament, unsurprisingly named young player of the tournament. So he picked up his own trophy last night as well. He turned 17 just 2 days ago. He is going to be, he's really the future of that Spanish side, isn't he?
We certainly hope so, because you're absolutely right. I mean, he's just only turned 17. It's a bit mental to think about all of the accolades he's already picked up. And the fact is, he was fast-tracked through the FC Barcelona Academy. Part of the reason due to the fact that Barca have a horrible situation financially, so they've had to look inward and really bring youth up through the academy to the first team, probably sooner than they would have liked to. They haven't been able to bring in ready-made stars. They just didn't have the money for that. And Lamine Yamal is one of the most recent products to come through. And not only was he a regular feature for the first team last year, he was one of the stars. He was one of those who ran the show. So for those of us who follow Spanish football or La Liga or Barca, we already knew what he was capable of. He was breaking records with Barca domestically in the league. He was breaking records in the Champions League. He was already breaking records with Spain over the last year too. So it really was just a build up to what's been the pinnacle of his career so far, being this monumental player for Spain, leading them through to another historic win. And he himself also made history, as you say, not just because of the trophy that he won, but because he's become now equal with the most assists provided by any player at a European Championship finals, which is 4 in total over the last few weeks.
That's
incredible. And the youngest one to do it as well.
And Semra, just tell us finally, what will the homecoming be like?
Oh, it's going to be huge. And the party already started. It's been going on well through the night. For anybody who knows Spain, who's been to Spain, they know how much we love to party.
Indeed.
So I think the nice thing about, the nice thing about this one too is that it really unified the whole country. Everyone really came out for this one. And so there were lots of different watch parties happening all across the country. There were tens of thousands of people who were pouring out to the streets all throughout the night, beginning, of course, before the match started. And then long into the wee morning today, and it will continue as well. Tonight, there's an official party planned in Madrid. They'll celebrate in Cibeles, which is the main square where normally Real Madrid celebrate all of their trophy wins. And it's expected to be a nice big turnout with tens of thousands of people showing up for the team whenever they ride on through and parade their way through on an open-top bus.
Well, that sounds pretty perfect.
A well-deserved win.
We'll be watching. We'll be watching on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's Spanish football presenter Semra Hunter.